This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and pray it.
Jesus. He's worthy. Our renowned God is worthy to be celebrated. Verse 13. The Bible says, O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Now listen, let me drop this in your spirit, man, right now. We ought to be able to acknowledge our place in the kingdom of God. Come on, say amen, y'all. Don't let nobody downplay you and tell you you ain't nobody. Are you with me here? Tell your neighbor, I am somebody in the Lord. Come on, tell me, I am somebody in the Lord. What, watch this here. I am somebody. Somebody to be loved. Somebody to be respected. Somebody to be honored. Somebody to be blessed. Somebody highly favored. And somebody to be supported. You know why? Because we are part of a new generation. We are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation. And we are heirs of God. And we have a right to be here tonight. Tell your neighbor, I got a right, baby. Tell him I got a right, brother. I got a right to be here tonight. God is in the house. So the text shifts to leadership.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible gives us the criteria for our leadership in the text in verses 14 through 17.
All right.
Watch this now. Watch this. In verse 14, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
Yeah.
Be ye mindful always of his covenant. The word which he commanded to the thousand generations. Even the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac and has confirmed the same for Jacob for the law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
Yes, sir.
Can I back it up now?
Yeah.
Let me briefly explain it because I know you don't want to be here all night.
Yes, we do.
Oh, watch out there now. Y'all pickle people, y'all better tell them you don't want them to do that. Brothers and sisters, the core of the matter is we all have free will.
Yeah.
Everybody say free will.
Yeah.
You're either following God's covenant pattern for leadership, or you're following crazy, chaotic, cuckoo forms of governance. Are y'all up in here? In modern society, my daughter taught me a word, and they call this a kakistocracy. Everybody say kakistocracy. It sounds just as crazy as it sounds. Kakistocracy. You want to know what that is, little brother? Let me tell you what kakistocracy is. It's governance by the worst and least qualified individuals. Y'all up in here? It looked like to me, I might be wrong, Dr. Draper. It looked like to me that if you're the crookedest, the most low down, the most rotten, and the most notorious type of criminal, you could get a pardon in the Oval Office in 2025. Boy, y'all ain't saying amen at all. That's called a kakistocracy.
Yes, sir.
Governance by the worst and least qualified people. But I got something to drop in your spirit. Somebody said, what it is, Rev? For God-fearing people, what it is, Rev? We're going to be all right. 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 What the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for us, too.
Yes, Lord.
God's form of government
is
built, Bishop, in in righteousness,
yes,
not in wickedness.
That's it.
And God said, don't call righteous wicked.
No.
And don't call wicked righteous.
No.
Call it like it is.
Yeah.
Tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And the Bible says in verses 18 through 22, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation,
yes, sir,
and from kingdom to one another, another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproves kings for their sakes. Here it comes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Can I talk a little while in here? Number one, David said, God gave us this land for an inheritance. It's a land that flowed with milk and honey. Number two, Bishop, David said, even if we are few in number, God will prosper us. We may not have the numbers, but we're going to make the numbers count. Are y'all up in here? Because we serve a renowned God. That ought to be celebrated. God can take a little bit and turn it into much. You know what he did? He took two little fish and five buttermilk biscuits and fed thousands. It don't take much. It just take the right people. Are y'all up in here? Number three. David said, God isn't going to let anybody mess with us, because he specifically says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Now wait, now listen to me good. You might not like a preacher, or you might not like a deacon, but God said, don't touch him. Y'all ain't saying nothing right there. God said, don't touch him. God will do the fixing if they ain't right. You ain't got to put your hand on him at all. God will make stuff mess up, trip up, act up, fall down, can't get it right, but stay
in
right.
That's it.
But don't touch him.
Stay there. Don't
touch him. Don't touch him.
Stay there.
Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Leave him alone.
Yes, sir.
Number four.
Yes, sir.
Brother Deacon, see, I just stood up for y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all see that up? I got my deacons right back there.
Yes, sir.
Now y'all stand up for Rev. Don't touch him. Number four. David says, so I decline to you today that we take back what the devil has stolen for us.
Yeah.
The bishop will get double for our trouble.
Yes,
Trimble will get double for our trouble.
Yes,
I don't care what the devil meant for bad. God's going to fix it, and we're going to get triple. Quadruple. He'll just keep multiplying. You know what they do? Every time you reach in the basket, it'll just be bread. And every time you reach in the basket, it'll be more bread. It'll be bread from heaven. Bread from heaven, feed me, tell I want no more. All you gotta do is stay right with God. Tell me to stay right with God.
Stay right with God.
The Bible says that David said in verses 23 through 27 to sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen. His marvelous work among the nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Simply put, so I don't keep you too long tonight, we have a renowned God that ought to be worshipped, that ought to be praised, that ought to be honored, and that ought to be celebrated. Brothers and sisters, our God is great, and then greatly to be praised. The psalmist David so eloquently and so majestically says in verse 28, give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Verse 30. Fear before him all the earth.
Yeah.
The world also shall be stable, that it shall not be moved. Verse 31. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Tell your neighbor, the Lord reigneth.
The Lord reigneth.
The Lord reigneth. One more time. The Lord reigneth.
The Lord reigneth.
I love the affirmations of David.
Oh, yes.
Somebody say, I love them too, right?
Yeah, I love them too.
Yeah.
That's
number one, David said, give glory to God's name.
Yeah.
As my deacon would always say, of which he so richly deserved.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying amen.
Amen.
Number two, how David says, bring an offering before the Lord.
Yes.
In other words, Bishop, David deliberately from the heart came to church prepared to be a giver.
That's it.
Are y'all with me here?
That's
and
it.
And Bishop, David didn't beg for no blessing.
No.
All he did was tell the people the truth.
Yeah.
And if they just tell them the truth, they make up their own mind.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
That is.
Number three.
Yes, sir.
How David said, come and worship the Lord your God in the beauty of his holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Why? Because those that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. I see y'all getting tired. Don't get tired. I'm just halfway right now. Y'all still here? Don't get tired. I ain't tired yet. This is the last night. I got plenty of gas in the tank. Number four, David said, I come into the presence of God. Watch this now. With reverential fear.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
Uh-huh.
That means come to God's church with respect and with dignity.
Yeah.
That means that you ain't going to let nobody make you act like a fool in God's house. I don't care what they do or say.
Uh-huh.
Y'all ain't say this, man, right there.
All right.
Don't be talking about putting my religion down and giving them a piece of my mind.
Uh-uh.
Let God handle it. He'll handle it.
That's it. That's it.
Because this is a right holy there. Place.
Yes, sir.
Almost willing to tell you, take off your shoes for your own holy ground.
Yes, sir.
God's house is holy wherever it is.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here?
All right.
Number five, this is God's world.
Yeah, it is.
And the whole earth ought to be glad and rejoice over the renowned greatness of our God. Because after all of this is his creation.
Yes, it is.
Tell your neighbor, all this belong to God.
All this belong to God.
That car you drive belong to God.
Yeah.
Them clothes you wear belong to God.
Yeah.
That ground you walk on belong to God.
Yeah.
That food we was eating belong to God. It was some good too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and finish. You know why? Because the earth is the Lord.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof. And all they that dwell therein, it belongs to God.
Yeah.
Verse 32 and 33 gives us a what is called confirmation.
Yes, sir.
Affirmation.
Yeah.
Positive proof.
Yes, sir.
That it belonged to God. All right, let me read it for you. It said, even the elements of the earth carry on over God being renowned.
Yeah.
Verse 32, let the sea roar. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice. Even the grass in the field rejoicing over God. And all that therein.
Yeah.
Verse 33. Then shall the trees of the woods sing. You ever heard the wind going through the trees?
Yeah.
They praising God all the while.
Yeah.
At the presence of the Lord. Because he cometh to judge the earth.
Yeah.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he deserves to be praised.
Yeah.
He deserves to be celebrated.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I'm sorry that this is the last night.
Uh-huh.
But I gotta leave you here.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and
take your time, Alan.
The Bible tells us
in
verse 34.
Yeah.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together. and deliver us from the heathen. Oh Lord, that we may give thanks to thy holy name. Blessed be the heavens and glory in thy praise. Oh Lord, blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever and ever. And the Bible says, and all the people said amen. And all the people praised God. And so, the example of church leadership is that they were focusing on the right thing. In the right season. At the right time. For the right purpose. And I guarantee you, if you focus on the right thing, everything gonna come out all right. If we get on one accord and pray together, everything gonna be all right. If we get on one accord and worship together, everything gonna be all right. If we praise God from our whole heart, everything gonna be all right. If we bless the Lord, everything gonna be all right. If we reverence God and give him what deserving of him, if we honor the Lord with the first fruits of our increases, we shall have abundance in little or no time. What somebody thought you couldn't do, God come in and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Oh Lord, David was a man after God's own heart, and David continued in leadership in the role of the church. Because David appointed musicians, he appointed ministers, he appointed porters, he appointed priestesses to attend to the Ark of the Covenant round the clock, non-stop. I don't want this party to stop, because ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost party. A Holy Ghost party just don't stop. Hold on. And the Bible says in verse 40 that they offered burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of burnt offerings continually, morning and evening. They did according to all that is written in the law of God. Please say the amen. In verse 41, they gave thanks to the Lord because his mercy endured for all generations. Please say the amen. Watch this now, y'all. The musicians played. The Levites sang. The Bible said that the priests ministered and the people prayed for him while he was doing it. In verse 43, all the people departed and went to their home. Yes, and David returned to bless the Lord and his own house. Yeah, I gotta leave y'all here now. Bishop, it was good to be here. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. I praise my God. I praise my God. He's renowned and deserves to be celebrated. If I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to tell the Lord thank you. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. He blessed my soul and all within me. And I bless his holy name. Yeah, I bless his name. Been good to me. Has the Lord been good to you? If he's been good to you, tell the Lord thank you. Grab your neighbor by the hand, shake it real good, like you're about to shake it off. And tell the Lord been good. The Lord been good. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. good to me.
Yeah.
I said, God been good to me.
Yeah.
The Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
The Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
I'm stuck right there. The Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
He been good to me.
Yeah.
He been good to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He been good to me. I say you've been good to me.
Yeah.
Have you been good to you?
Yeah.
If you've been good to you, let me hear you holler back. He's been good! Been good to me.
Yeah.
I ain't putting on no ads with nobody.
Yeah,
not for no form of passion,
right,
or no outside show to any unfriendly world. But the Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
I should have been dead. Have you been good to me?
Yeah.
Have you been good to you?
Yeah.
Have you really been good to you?
Yeah.
I know we all right.
Yeah.
And I know you're all right.
Yeah.
And I know we all right. Yeah. I know we all right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Got a feeling, everything's gonna be
Almighty God, my God. What a word. What a word from the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, my God. That's preaching at its best. Come on, give God a hand of praise for the preaching, for the preacher. The praise and the worship of God. What a marvelous experience it is. It's good to be here. There may be one today that do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We invite you to come. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your invitation.